You're listening to Arise All Is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Pastor Keith Taylor II. Each week, we bring you a powerful message of truth, hope, and faith, recorded live from our Sunday service. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into today's word.
When darkness tries to drown you. I came today to talk to somebody who showed up to church smiling, but on the inside, a war is going on. You got dressed for service, but your spirit feels like it's dressed in black. You've been showing up for work, showing up for family, for everybody else, but on the inside, you've been having a funeral for your own joy. And the enemy has been whispering, you'll never get out of this. But I came to tell you, the devil is a liar, and the leaf on your mind is up. I'm not here to beat you up for feeling down, for going through dark seasons, moments of depression. I'm here because even the strongest saints have seasons of sorrow. Elijah called down fire in one chapter, and in the next chapter, he wanted to die. David danced before the Lord in one season, and in the next season, he cried himself to sleep. Depression doesn't mean that you're weak. It means you're under attack. And if you're under attack, that's proof that you are valuable. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse number 4. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse number 4. This is Elijah that we're talking about here. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. I'm tired of all this. So tired. This is the Message version. Psalm 6 and 6. I'm tired of all this. So tired. My bed has been floating for 40 days and nights on the flood of my tears. My mattress is soaked, soggy with tears. The socket of my eyes are black holes, nearly blind. I squint and I grow. Psalm 6 and 6. That's David. So, there are people who are used by God, but they still go through seasons of depression, seasons of darkness. Has anybody been in a season of darkness? Yeah. A season of depression? That's what we're talking about today. How when the darkness tries to drown you, but the light is still shining. Amen?
Amen.
Have you ever been in a storm on a plane? The turbulence is tossing you. The clouds block your view. You can't see the ground, and you can't see the sky. But the pilot is still talking calm over the intercom because he knows something that you don't. The storm doesn't cover the whole sky. If he keeps flying, he's going to break into the sunlight. Depression often feels like you're going through sunlight. Depression feels like permanent turbulence, but God is your pilot, and this storm doesn't stretch as far as you think. You think that you'll always be in financial turmoil. You think you're always going to be in this season of being down and having darkness around you to where you don't want to get out the bed and you want to stay in the house and you want to shut off all the curtains and turn the lights off and walk around in darkness. Sometimes you can't even get out the bed. You don't even want to take the cover back to face the shower. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Point number one, you have authority to speak over your soul. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God. David didn't just listen to his soul, he talked back to it. Depression tells you to give up, but you've got to prophesy to yourself, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Your words are weapons. Depression is loud, but worship is louder. Amen. You got to learn how to worship through your depression. Don't miss it. When you are feeling depressed and down, and you don't know which way is up or down, which way is right or left, if you're going to make it another day, I dare you to play a worship song. Play some worship music. You got to have a track, four or five tracks, ready to go to play when you don't feel like praising, when you don't feel like worshiping. You may not sing, but just having the music play changes the atmosphere. Yes. Amen? Yes, learn how to worship when you're worried.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you ever had to set an alarm clock early in the morning? When it goes off, your body doesn't feel like moving. Your mind's telling you to go, but your body's saying stay in the bed. But the alarm keeps ringing. It keeps pushing you to move anyway. That's what David did for his soul. He set a spiritual alarm clock. His feelings wanted to stay in the bed out of despair, but his words said, wake up. I'm telling somebody today, wake up. It is time for you to wake up. You've been pouting, you've been down, you've been crying about that situation long enough. It's time for you to get up. Amen?
Amen.
Hope in God, sometimes you've got to ring an alarm in your spirit and tell your soul, we've been here long enough.
Yeah.
I've cried over this thing, I've toiled over this thing, I've prayed over it, I've hoped that it would change. If it doesn't change, God is still good.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. The enemy wants to get you alone. That's where he does his best work. But when you're alone, the lies that he's told you about yourself get louder. We start to believe him. When you're by yourself, I'm not going to talk to nobody today. I'm not going to answer any texts. I don't want to answer the call. I'm declining everybody that's calling me. People reaching out. I need to be by myself right now. Anybody said that? I need a moment to myself. That is when the enemy does his best work. He starts to trick you over what was said. When you're isolated, the shadows grow longer. But if you stay connected to the body of Christ, you can borrow someone else's fire until yours returns. Amen?
Amen.
You don't believe me. You can light a charcoal grill with one coal. One coal sitting by itself will go cold in minutes. But if you pile those coals together, the heat transfers to the whole pile.
Amen.
That's what happens when you stay connected. When you stay connected to the church, to the body. When you stay connected to your brothers and sisters, when you fellowship together, the fire spreads. Turn to your neighbor and say, stay on the grill.
Stay on the grill.
Oh, they didn't believe you. Turn to your other neighbor, stay on the grill. I got to stay on the grill. I got to stay connected to the body. I got to find me, even if it's not everybody, I got to have my person in the body that I can reach out to, that's going to have my back, that's not going to judge me.
Yes.
We need at least one person we can lean on, we can call, we can vent to, and we know it's not going to go nowhere.
Yes.
Do you got your person?
Yes.
Make sure you're not in this battle by yourself.
Amen.
Depression's going to come. Sadness going to come. But what are we going to do? We're going to put on our worship music and battle our way out. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to have our one person that we can lean on, we can call, and talk to while we're going through it. Isaiah 61:3, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God specializes in the broken places and turning them into blessed places. You may feel like your life is in pieces, but God says, I can still pour. The oil of joy doesn't stop because you're mourning. It flows right in the middle. And the garment of praise is not for after the battle, it's for during the battle. Amen?
Amen.
You have have to learn how to praise when you want to stay private.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sometimes I have to pray my way through. I remember driving on the highway and leaving one of our services that we had. And I poured out a lot and I cried a lot. And then I just felt, you know, kind of empty. It's like, okay. And I'm driving back home. But all of a sudden, I was praising. Just music was on in the background. And I'm just praising God. And I was praising him so much to where I start crying. And his presence overwhelmed me. And I could no longer drive. Has anybody ever been in your car and you just felt God heavy? You felt God's presence powerful in that moment. He'll overtake you. Praise can shift your altitude and change your attitude. Amen?
Amen.
I once saw a potter take a jar that had been cracked, but instead of throwing it away, he filled the crack with gold resin. When he finished, the jar was more valuable because it had cracks. That's what God does with our brokenness. He doesn't hide your scars. He fills them with his glory. The oil still flows, and now it flows through every place you thought was too damaged to be used. He takes your brokenness and blesses it for his glory. I hear the Lord saying, tell them the darkness is breaking.
Amen. Amen.
The cloud that's been hanging over your mind is shifting.
Yes.
You're not going to cry yourself to sleep every night.
Amen.
You're not going to fake joy to get through the day.
Amen.
Oh, how you doing? I'm blessed. He's able. You know that you are broken and hurting on the inside.
Amen.
It's okay to admit it. God is sending light into a place that you thought you would never feel again.
Yeah.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So for somebody in here, you've been going through a season of darkness, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus is bringing the light. Amen.
That was today's message on Arise, All Is Well. We pray it stirred your faith and reminded you that no matter what you're facing, all is well. If this podcast blessed you, share it with someone you love, and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. Want to support Arise Church? You can give by searching Arise Church on the Givelify app, or text us at 833-702-5876 to learn more about ways to give and get connected. For prayer, events, or to join us in person, visit arisechurch.org or follow us on social media at Arise Church. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.